I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon joins us right now to bring us the ETF of the week. Tom, of course, is the editor of ETF Trends, which you'll find online at etftrends.com. Absolutely one of those places that if you are an investor, you need to be looking at it because it's soup to nuts, everything you could want about ETFs. It's not just Tom's picks or what the trends are telling him. It's all the news, all the new stuff, everything you want to do to learn about to be a good ETF investor. You can also follow them on Twitter. They're at ETF Trends. Tom's on Twitter as well. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now he's here, and I'm pleased to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is...
the Guggenheim Solar ETF, ticker symbol TAN.
Okay, so we're talking solar energy with the Guggenheim Solar ETF, ticker symbol TAN. Now, we're going to need to tell everybody you are actually on the board of Guggenheim, so we'll get that disclosure out of the way from me. If there's more that needs to be said about that, I'll leave that to you. But what I really want to know is why, with this ETF, you want to... That's it. Why do you want to let the sun shine on the Guggenheim Solar ETF?
Well, it's been funny. We really haven't talked solar that much in the last 6 months, Chuck, and the reason why is energy prices have gone down so much. So with energy more affordable for investors, they've been less inclined to take the solar route. However, there's a great upside, and I think we are going to be more self-sufficient going forward, especially here in the U.S. Solar makes up less than 1% of the electricity market today, and there are areas, especially here in the U.S., but most importantly, countries like China, who have really been making some great strides. We've heard about the poor air conditions in China, and after years of coal-burning plants and cars polluting the cities, the government really has enacted some aggressive pushes towards alternative energy. So that's really good. In addition, this ETF, its largest position is actually a Chinese company, Han Energy, and it represents 12% of the index of this ETF. So that's another thing that we want to talk about in a little bit, the whole construction of it. So bottom line here, Chuck, is although oil prices have come down, the demand for solar has not gone away. When you see countries like China go all in and continue to improve and increase the gigawattage that they have within their country, that's also important, which will do nothing but increase demand for the shares of these products.
But when oil prices come down and demand goes down, we would assume that that hurts the stocks here. And you typically are looking at trends where that 200-day moving average comes in. So you talked a bit about construction. We need to get back to the construction issue because in a niche industry this small, seeing 12% in one stock might be alarming. And then the other side is, are we buying this on the uptick or are we buying this out of favor, hoping that it's going to catch the uptick?
Yeah, great point. So, Chuck, last year when we got into the fall and prices and energy declined, the solar energy stocks got creamed, many of them down 30 or 40%. Since that time, and really since the beginning of the year, we've seen a great reversal in solar energy stocks. So far this year, on average, and by using this index, it's up over 30%. So what does that tell you? It was a knee-jerk reaction. And in fact, solar energy is not going away. From a pricing standpoint, it's actually, this index is less expensive than the S&P 500. It's got a 16 PE as opposed to an 18.5 PE for the S&P 500. So if at any point in time you feel that, long-term, solar energy is the way to go, and it'll continue to grow in demand, which, fundamentally speaking, that's been the case. Here's an index to look at. Here's an ETF to look at. And yes, as you point out, it is above its 200-day average. So now, during a period of time when energy prices are low and there's still demand for solar energy stocks, that's a good thing. And finally, because there aren't that many big, very liquid solar energy companies, that's why we're in a situation where there's a handful of companies, maybe about 10, that make up the lion's share of this index. Okay, so is that good or bad? I would say this. Even if there were 20 or 30 that made up the lion's share of the index, they're all going to perform in somewhat unison because of just the thinly sliced sector that we're talking about. So going forward, as you point out, let's look at that moving average. I think the trend is in place fundamentally. The trend definitely is in place technically. And if you are looking to some areas in the market that might be underperforming or below their trend lines, you might be able to shift some of those funds over to something like this.
Is the money for this ETF, again, the Guggenheim Solar ETF, coming from people's energy allocations otherwise? I mean, where do they get the money if they're going to do this? Because it is that kind of niche play. Does it stay within bigger energy or does it come from someplace else?
Yeah, I wouldn't take money out of energy right now. And for the average investor that has a good asset allocation plan and you're in, great. This is more for the trader. If you have a trading mentality and you have time to spend in your portfolio, it's now above its 200-day average, and it's a great opportunity for those that have the time and effort to keep an eye on their portfolio.
Well, worth taking a look at. That's what you're saying. And again, maybe worth it for somebody who is trading. It is the Guggenheim Solar ETF, the ticker symbol TAN. And if you're looking at it, you are thinking... But we love letting the sun shine in. We also love hearing about ETFs with Tom Lydon. He, of course, is editor of ETF Trends. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Follow the firm at ETF Trends. Better yet, go to ETFTrends.com for more information. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, up next on the Thursday edition of Money Life, it is the big interview. We've got great things planned and going to keep things rolling. So you sit back and relax. We'll be right back after this message.